Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Erie County is moving forward with a new budget that will slightly reduce the tax rate. Taking effect on January 1st, the $2.1 billion spending plan features a drop of 11 cents on the full property tax rate to $3.28 per $1,000. The package was passed unanimously Thursday by the county legislature following amendments from the Republican Minority Caucus that included cutting several county jobs. Budget increases are coming for libraries, parks improvements, and the sheriff's office. The snowy weather is expected to subside in the region to a certain extent. While some lake effect snow could add to the piles of Cattaraugus and Chautauqua counties during the day, Elizabeth Carey of the AAA of Western and Central New York says her crews won't be nearly as busy as they were yesterday.
The largest call volume in the Buffalo metro area, and then it kind of moved into the south towns. Rochester was right behind Buffalo, and then Syracuse and Watertown. So I mentioned that because AAA covers like a wide territory. So even if the snow isn't falling in Buffalo, it covers other regions as well.
Most of Thursday's calls, Carey says, were for cars off the road. A lake effect snow warning does remain in place for Cattaraugus and Chautauqua counties through 4 a.m. Saturday, with the heaviest activity occurring later tonight. And for those of you who did not get their garbage collected in the city of Buffalo yesterday, you can expect it to take place today. City officials say due to yesterday's weather, the garbage and recycling collection was impacted in parts of the Delaware, University, and Maston districts. A Buffalo teenager will spend 5 years in prison after he was convicted of driving a stolen car that struck and severely injured a Cheektowaga police officer. The Erie County District Attorney's Office says it opposed the youthful offender adjudication sought by counsel for Patrick Prim. The incident occurred in the early morning hours of February 6, 2023, when Prim and other individuals sought to steal vehicles in the town of Lancaster. Prim made off with a Jeep Cherokee, which later struck 45-year-old Troy Blackchief, who suffered a traumatic brain injury and other physical injuries. After spending several months in the hospital and in long-term rehabilitation, Blackchief continues to recover from his injuries. Buffalo could be home to a new VA hospital, though it likely won't become reality for several years. The Buffalo News reports the Veteran Administration's Undersecretary of Health provided the update to Congressman Tim Kennedy during a hearing of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. While Dr. Sharif Elinol acknowledged Buffalo is in need of an improved VA hospital, another seven hospitals will be rebuilt before the Bailey Avenue facility is replaced. The Buffalo VA hospital is over 75 years old. And Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield is walking back a plan announced earlier on Thursday that would have created time limits for patients receiving anesthesia. New York was among the states where the changes were proposed, but local residents with BCBS would not have been affected. Well, the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has sent shockwaves through the corporate world, including here in Western New York. WBFO's Jim Fink has more.
The murder of Brian Thompson just outside of a New York City hotel has become, in the past 24 hours, both a tragic and also a cautionary tale among CEOs and companies, both large and small companies. Security and law enforcement insiders all agree any threat should not be dismissed and should be taken seriously. Former Buffalo Police Department Lieutenant and Vista Security Group partner Jeff Rinaldo says threats should all be investigated and not just dismissed.
Well, I think, you know, what we see here locally is that if there's a threat made to a corporation, you really have to kind of run these things down. Is the threat to the company as a whole, or is the threat targeting a particular executive of the company? And if so, what is the nature of the threat and what's behind it? You know, security companies like mine, we routinely do security assessments, risk assessments for corporations to take a look at how they respond to these things and determining what the appropriate level of security that any company needs for all of their employees, but especially when a threat's involved.
Threats are more common than many may want to believe.
I think, again, depending on the information that comes out regarding the previously received threat, I think it is going to be cause for a number of companies to really reevaluate their stance on these circumstances.
But could what have happened to UnitedHealthcare's Brian Thompson happen here? The short answer is yes. That's why Rinaldo advocates for investigating any and all threats.
It's somewhat common. We deal with probably a dozen or so a year of our clients where, you know, there's some type of either workplace violence issue or threat, and they want to amend their security measures, enhance them, you know, for a period of time until they can allow law enforcement the time they need to conduct a thorough investigation and, if appropriate, bring charges.
Brian Thompson's murder is a sad reminder that threats to CEOs and companies are all too real. This is Jim Fink from WBFO News.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And yes, I couldn't resist. I headed right to the movie theater to see the movie version of Wicked, and I'd like to talk about that. But first, there is some stuff still up and around town.
Oh, a lot of stuff this weekend and into next weekend as well. And then I guess we hit sort of a dry season with nothing but Christmas shows. But before that, some heavy-duty dramas out there.
There are. Well, with Christmas Riches coming. Who doesn't love The Nutcracker and Christmas Carol? It's why they come back every year. But yes, some heavy-duty fare. I think that it's a handsome production of Silverman's play The Witch, about a woman who is offered the opportunity to sell her soul to the devil and declines. The devil said, "But nobody declines." It's just like deliciously played by Wendy Hall and Chris Hatch down at Road Less Traveled.
It's wonderful the way the devil appears sort of as an aluminum siding salesman. She keeps putting him off.
Yeah. Just, no, I'm not buying it. But heavier is Laura Haberberger's Shylock over at ART.
Well, it's not exactly The Merchant of Venice, although it does use a lot of dialogue from that play. It's a performance of The Merchant of Venice, put on in Auschwitz, the concentration camp, for the enjoyment of the Nazi overseers. It's just as soul-shattering as it sounds.
It's harrowing. It reminded me of Carol Churchill's Far Away. And if you know that play, which has a similarly grim conclusion, sobering, shall we say, that's over at ART.
On the other hand, for something light and puffy, The Marvelous Wonderettes, about a high school girl group that gets back together for a reunion party.
O'Connell and Company is good at finding new talent. I thought that the women were very charismatic. The songs are appealing. It is a good time with some amusing, I know you find this triggering, but audience participation.
And, and they don't seem to ask. I mean, they just come right up and grab you.
They chose well the day that I saw. They chose well. And I do wonder, you know, how O'Connell and Company might evolve now that Musical Fair is coming downtown. Musical Fair is certainly going to evolve with that new generous space, but it does leave an opportunity for O'Connell and Company, which will remain in the suburbs and seems to cater to an older suburban audience. Interesting to see how both companies will grow into their new environments. And finally, over at Lancaster Opera House, it is The Wizard of Oz, based on the MGM classic.
So all the great music by Harold Arlen and the Green Wicked Witch of the West, and that is still up for a couple more weeks. And speaking of green witches, dish it. Anthony, you saw Wicked.
I loved it. It's glorious. I know people were saying, how can you do 2 hours and 40 minutes and only do act one? It's a movie. The escape sequence that culminates with defying gravity. 7 minutes on stage, 15 minutes in the film. Big action sequence. This is the backstory of The Wizard of Oz, how Glinda and the Wicked Witch of the West first met, which is, of course, they were roommates at school. And this is what happens with that relationship. It is all the songs from Act One of Wicked. They are in the same order. This movie is a part one. They build it out into this magical cinematic experience. They are able to evoke elements of the MGM film, which they were specifically disallowed from doing on Broadway. You'll get a glimpse of a pair of ruby slippers. You'll see a girl in a gingham dress. You'll see a yellow brick road. And there are wonderful little Easter eggs for the Broadway people among you. Look for some familiar Broadway faces, including Stephen Schwartz himself. He wrote the songs. And Winnie Holzman. I was at a party with her once, so I saw her right away. That's Winnie Holzman. She wrote the script, both for the stage version and for the film. And it's artfully done. Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba, Ariana Grande as Glinda. They couldn't be more deliciously wonderful.
You were saying this is a box office smash with a better reception than the movie West Side Story.
Yeah, off the roof, over $100 million in its first weekend. That did incredibly well. One of my students works at one of the local cinemas showing the film, and he says, interestingly, there is less trash to pick up after a screening of Wicked for a full house than there is for some of the other movies with just eight people. He said that the audience going to see Wicked is notably well-behaved and apparently understands, probably from having gone to the theater. He says when they leave, they take their trash with them and they throw it in the appropriate receptacle. He likes the Wicked audience.
Well, they practice theater etiquette.
They do.
You don't unwrap your candies during the performance. You pick up after yourself and you turn your phone off.
And they do. And it was a pleasurable experience. I highly recommend the film version of Wicked, even if and especially if you love the stage musical. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.